Chapter 2, The Theft. As dawn broke over the city of Lumen, the festival's revelry was still in full swing, a stark contrast to the tense undercurrents developing at the heart of the celebration. Alara and Fenrir, buoyed by a night of shared stories, were drawn to the Grand Pavilion to greet the morning. However, the serene beginning they anticipated quickly dissolved into chaos. Arriving at the pavilion, they were met by a flurry of activity. Guards rushed past, their expressions lined with stress and urgency. The air was thick with whispers of theft and betrayal. Before they could grasp the situation, the guard captain's voice cut through the murmurs, echoing the dire news across the crowd: the luminary crystal was missing. Alara's heart sank. Beside her, Fenrir's fur bristled, his instincts alert to the tension around them. As they processed the shock, Counselor Thorne took to the forefront, his presence commanding silence. With a voice that resonated with authority and a hint of underlying anger, he declared the theft an act of profound treachery and vowed swift justice. Amidst the growing unease, Mara, the clever fox from the previous night's storytelling, appeared at Alara's side with a tug at her sleeve. Her words were a quiet hiss: "Alara, this isn't just about a stolen item. It's a power play, and you're in a precarious spot. Come, we need to talk away from prying ears." Choosing to trust Mara, Alara and Fenrir followed her to a secluded corner behind the pavilion. Sheltered from the immediate chaos, Mara explained her suspicions. "I've seen how these events unfold. You and Fenrir are outsiders here, and that makes you easy targets for blame. We need to find the real thief, not just to clear your names but to prevent the misuse of the crystal's power." Determined to act, Alara and Fenrir agreed to help Mara. The trio split up to cover more ground, Alara and Fenrir to scout for any overlooked clues around the pavilion, and Mara to sniff out rumors and whispers among the crowd. The search was meticulous. Alara, using her keen observational skills, and Fenrir, with his heightened senses, discovered a hidden passage behind the pavilion. It was barely noticeable, masked by the early morning shadows and the general disorder. Inside, they found a discarded cloak with a distinctive emblem, a serpent entwined around a sword, known to belong to one of the influential factions within the city. With this crucial piece of evidence, they returned to Mara, who had gathered her own information. "The Serpent's Blade faction has been unhappy with the current peace," she whispered, her eyes darting around to ensure they were not overheard. "They believe it weakens our defenses. This theft could be their move to destabilize Thorne's leadership." Armed with knowledge and evidence, the group prepared to confront the situation. They needed to approach Counselor Thorne, not just with accusations but with proof of the conspiracy. As they moved towards the center of the pavilion, where Thorne was coordinating the search, Alara felt a mix of fear and resolve. This was more than just recovering a stolen item, it was about exposing the truth and protecting the delicate balance of their world. As they stepped forward, the first rays of sunlight pierced through the chaos, casting long shadows and illuminating the path ahead. It was a new day, and with it came the promise of revelations and the challenge of restoring peace.